Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, what did the Texans tell us? The draft lies.
Lying season's over.
The draft doesn't lie, but the people do.
Yeah.
What did they tell us?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite things about the draft, that you can hear all these, this rumor, this report, this or that, whatever. Once they start making picks and making moves, they are telling you exactly what they've been thinking all along. And that's one of my favorite things to analyze, or at least talk about post-draft. And that is that, like their moves don't lie. That's what they want. That's what they prioritized. No matter how you put it, no matter what they say about best player available or whatever, for one reason or another, they prioritize this. So the first thing that this draft told us from Nick and D'Amico is they absolutely, positively are looking to upgrade the secondary. Like, you can talk about, you know, some of the players they brought in, how they feel about Jimmy Ward or whomever at the safety. To take Lassiter with the 42nd pick and then go get Kalen Bullock in the third round, 100%, Landry, this is a team that is prioritizing upgrading the secondary.
Yeah, and they should. The safety position, we wonder if that would be something that they were satisfied with. They're not doing that. Nick Caserio said some guys might not be on the team. I do wonder what this means for Jimmy Ward. Like, where does Jimmy Ward fit into this whole thing? Robert Woods, is he going to be here? But the safety, I think the cornerback pick was a draft for need. Which,
yes,
you don't always draft for need, but that did feel like, hey, we're going to take the best corner available. We're going to take the one we like. Most of your guys outside of Stingley, they're on one-year deals. So they drafted a guy that they're going to have in the building for 4 years. So that was kind of that was a need pick. Whether or not they evaluated it right, we will see. They're talking a lot about versatility, though, which can kind of create some PTSD.
Yeah. Here's another thing that the draft told us, and I think it's important. We mentioned Tytus Howard in the last segment. The way I'll put it is this. We've been wondering about Tytus Howard for a long time. Nick and D'Amico are wondering the same thing. That's the best way I can put it. They're wondering about Tytus Howard. They're saying the right things, best tackle, one of the best tackles in the league, blah, blah, blah. But if they're not wondering about Tytus Howard, whether it's at tackle or just how good he is, Or maybe by extension.
Did you not hear Caserio say he's one of the best tackles in the league?
I did. Don't believe it. If they were, they wouldn't have done this in the second round. And then there's maybe even by extension, is he better at left guard? Is he better option at left guard ultimately. Like I said, they're wondering.
No.
I'm not saying they're putting him there.
Hell no.
Well, then why do they draft a tackle in the second round?
That's your plan, man.
That's my plan.
To your plan to replace those guys and upgrade at the backup tackle spot.
Yeah. I think it says something. The third thing that the draft did not lie about, they are not crazy about tight end depth and blocking.
Clearly, no, it shouldn't be.
Clearly.
It shouldn't be.
Clearly. We've been talking about it. We wondered if they were going to get a tight end. Find someone who loves you as much as Nick loves Cade Stover. I mean, he called him elite from the word go. This is clearly a Nick guy. So that's obvious that they were telling us that they care. They wonder about tight end as much as anything. And here's the most interesting one that we touched on a little bit in the last hour. I know they feel good about Joe Mixon. Do they feel that good about Damian Pierce too? Because they didn't prioritize running back. I mean, you can find a jewel, a hidden gem, whatever you want to call it, in the sixth round like they did with Jordan. But if they were prioritizing running back, it wouldn't be there.
Pierce wasn't playable last year.
Look who you're talking to.
Like he was not playable last year.
I mean, I don't disagree.
So if like they all so of what a is
it? They clearly didn't prioritize it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm confused by it.
Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, when they drafted in the third round, Bullock, there was a couple, more than a couple, but two in particular running backs that were available there in the third round, including Corum. So when they're prioritizing, it was the secondary, as we talked about, more than the running back position. So I mean.
Keep doing it.
It doesn't lie. Like, yeah, I mean, that was. I know how we feel.
If we get a bounce back from Damian Pierce, I'll be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't really see how that happens.
I don't expect me to disagree with you.
Keep doing it.
I'm telling you what they told us with their action.
The thing is, like, if you're going to proactively go out and get a tackle, and what you're going to say, and what they say is not always the truth, but you're going to say, well, you know, we saw last year that Laremy Tunsil got hurt and Titus Howard got hurt, and you got to feel good about the tackle position when he's talking about short term with Fisher. You're telling me that if Joe Mixon goes down and misses a game or two, you feel good about Damian Pierce, Dare Ogunbowale, in a six-round pick?
No.
When it comes to running
the
rock?
Keep criticizing Damian Pierce.
That's just, if you do, great. If that ends up being correct, that's fine. But there was a big misevaluation last year at the running back position. And I almost feel like it's deja vu all over again. With all the great things that they've done, all the things that they've built, last year, whether it was a big or small misevaluation, they thought Damian Pierce was going to be their starting running back. They thought that Devin Singletary was going to be the backup.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah.
Props to Devin Singletary for coming in and giving you serviceable-ish running back play. Not always consistent, but props to him for coming in and being able to do that. It builds you out from your misevaluation, but they misevaluated that situation, and it almost feels like, I mean, I just can't imagine that they feel great about Damian Pierce at this point. I like I like what Damian Pierce told Sean and Seth that, you know, he learned a lot last year and the system and all. Okay, but that was a big misevaluation, and I don't think it's minimal. I don't buy into this. Oh, well, you know, the Super Bowl teams. I don't care about the Chiefs and the Patriots.
Well, they
I don't care about that.
I know they someone over there really loves Dameon Pierce because they stuck with him and stuck with him and stuck with him until it was just too obvious that they had to go with Singletary. So maybe this is just a little bit of he's my guy. I think he's going to get it done. Someone over there, you know, whether it's D'Amico, Nick, whomever. But again, what did the draft tell us? That they did not want to prioritize that position as much as we thought they would need to.
Yeah, they did not. Those are the truths told to the Houston Texans and to the people during the draft by the Houston Texans. So we'll keep an eye on that. There's some interesting pieces. I do like that Caserio said, you know, there's going to be market for players, and we could perhaps be in that market. So I don't think they're done before training camp goes down. I don't anticipate that the Texans, the roster they have right now, is going to be the one that they take into camp, which is really, really interesting, something to keep an eye on when it comes to that and what exactly they're trying to do.
And it's undrafted free agent season, too, now, so we'll see how that plays out.
Do you think there's any chance that Fisher beats out Titus Howard? I don't think Titus Howard's good. I think he's okay. I don't think he's a top five right tackle. But if I am to take where their checkbook went and what Nick Caserio has said, and he said that he thought that Titus Howard was a top five right tackle, then I'll take him at his word, because it's not like he's just saying it. They paid him like that.
Yeah.
So is there any chance that Fisher comes in here and beats out Titus Howard? Is he? Do you think
I'm hesitating?
All right, well, let me put it this way: do you think he has a chance?
I'll tell you straight up.
Because Nick Caserio said you got to play good to stay in this building. Do you think he has a chance to? Do you think if he is better that he's going to play?
Yes.
Okay, so then there is a chance.
Yes, I think there's
They're
a
not
chance.
That committed
the reason I hesitated is because it's so political. They paid this guy so much money. Nick doesn't want to.
I don't
look,
know that they're political. Though.
Nick doesn't want to look bad, but D'Amico's going to say, "Screw that! I need to get the best guys on the field if it works out." And maybe we're just dumb, and he's going to become one of the best right tackles, you know, in the NFL. I don't see it. He hadn't been that. They paid him before he was that, to be honest. And how many times, different ways can I say this? You drafted a tackle in the second round.
Dude. Yeah.
You drafted a tackle in the second round. That to me was the story of the draft, along with, you know, Cade Stover getting it, and the fact that they emphasized the secondary so much. Like. You can tell us anything you want. Your accents told us something else. You can talk about Titus Howard all you want.
So what are we saying if he comes in here and beats out Titus?
I think he just becomes the tackle. I mean, it'll end up looking bad for Nick. But Nick's had such
I don't
good,
even know that it's bad.
He's
I
had
mean,
such a good run.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know that it's the worst case scenario. I just like, okay, so the 2-year plan makes sense. But what if he's better than Titus Howard? Beats him out. I mean, that would be hilarious to me.
It would be good.
Because the one thing of all the stuff that's being said, I just don't believe that Titus Howard's one of the best right tackles in the league. I don't believe it.
Yeah. So
that's the one thing that Nick Caserio said that I just said, I don't believe that. Yeah. And I don't think there's any fan that does. I mean, even like the Titus Howard optimist, like he can be serviceable, and obviously he's better at tackle than guard. Like, let's put it this way. There were a lot of people at the party on Saturday. There's a lot of people that we talk to on a daily basis, whether it's on the stream or here. I've yet to see one person say he's one of the best tackles in the league. I've heard people say he's a good tackle.
Yeah.
I've seen people say, yeah, he's but one of the best tackles in the league, really?
No, not gonna happen.
Yeah, I haven't necessarily
the mock drafts had them picking their tackle.
All of
Remember,
them.
Remember we were making fun of them.
Yeah.
In the first round.
I don't
round.
Think they was doing it because of Laremy Tunsil.
All of them.
Yeah.
Coming up, the strongest praise that you'll hear about one of the Texans draft picks, plus if you were surprised by the Texans taking a tackle, the man himself might have been more surprised than you. The hits are lit next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.